Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World here on the Genesis Communications Network. My name is Bob Long, and we appreciate you so much coming along for the ride. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking Mopar, that's right, and a special limited edition Mopar Challenger. Oh, I can't wait to tell you about that one. We'll also be telling you about some cool news from the Jeep side of the fence a little bit later on in the hour. This gentleman just drove more than 400 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in a gasoline-powered vehicle. It's a rocket-like machine, and it's powered by a Cadillac 8-cylinder engine, believe it or not. And we're going to be joined by that gentleman. He is the only man to have surpassed the 400-mile-per-hour mark in a vehicle powered by just plain gasoline. Along the way, we're going to take your calls at the usual number. Here it is, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll throw out another trivia question just to stir it up a little bit here. Why don't we do it right now, right off the bat? Back in the 1980s, Carroll Shelby was doing some stuff with the folks at Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth, and they had a special edition of the Dodge Omni, which was called the GLH edition. What did the GLH in the GLH Omni, the Shelby GLH Omni, stand for? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around North America, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, joining us on the broadcast is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Mopar and Dodge. It's my pleasure to welcome Jim Sassarossi to the airwaves of Auto World. Jim, how are you doing today?
Bob, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about this special edition Mopar Modified Challenger. It's called the Mopar 10 Challenger, and I understand it's been a huge success.
Bob, it has been a great success, and your excitement is felt by all of us at Mopar and at Dodge and throughout our entire enthusiast space. It's been a very exciting time for us to do really a Chrysler Group first. Never coming off our assembly line has there been a Mopar vehicle, and this is the first one, being the Mopar 10, using the basis of the vehicle being the great Dodge Challenger, and we picked a Dodge Challenger RT, and then went to what we like to call Moparize the vehicle to make it really perform better and look like something that is so different than anything you see on the street today.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about this limited edition Mopar 10 Challenger. I mean, talk about a styling statement. Right from the get-go, you can tell this vehicle means serious business. Tell us a little bit about some of the specific changes that you made to the Challenger to create this vehicle.
Well, you talk about mean serious business. We wanted to really make it look like a mean vehicle. And so what we did is we really wanted to go with a stealth, a very sinister look. So we took a black Dodge Challenger RT, and then we went ahead and throughout the vehicle, really just all the accents, the chrome accents, we went with a black chrome. So what is normally today a chrome grille surround, it's now a black chrome. The wheels, instead of being the shiny chrome, it's their 20-inch high gloss black chrome. So it just gives it a very stealth and mean appearance. We go back into a little bit of our heritage with striping accents from the early 70s. And a customer, this is all being it's a small project where it's just to be collector's items for enthusiasts. We're only building 500 units, and we want the customer to be able to pick and choose what type of color accents they want. There's Mopar blue, which tends to be my favorite, and there's red and silver. So that's a nice heritage striping that goes along the vehicle and back on the quarter panel. Spells out Mopar very well. But be remiss talking about the vehicle without talking about the hood.
Yeah.
We have the vintage hood pins, and they're fully functional hood pins right in there. But then we have a hood scoop, and debuting with this vehicle through our Mopar Performance line is a fully functional aspirated hood scoop that takes all that extra air coming in, and our engineers did a great job of channeling that air right down to our Mopar cold air intake to really help boost that horsepower that's already in that 5.7-liter Hemi engine.
That's fantastic, and I understand you've also done some other modifications, including a front strut brace and a strut tower brace as well.
Yep, we to really help that performance and agility of the vehicle. The base RT that we're working with is a great package, and we have the Super Track Pack suspension with it already. And then to further enhance it, we put on the Mopar front and rear strut tower braces. And then to take this vehicle to the next level of the attention to detail, like when you look at the front strut tower braces, because when you lift up the hood and you just see that magnificent engine and the Mopar cold air intake and the strut tower brace, we finished it off with chrome billet caps, so it's a very finished look there. But the real story is when you're driving it, and I've had the opportunity to drive them, the Mopar 10 as it's set up with the strut tower braces, and without, and it's amazing the extra control that the vehicle has at the higher speeds around corners.
That's fantastic. And good news, too, it's available with either an automatic transmission or a manual transmission, and that's just the start of the interior. Let's talk about some of the special touches that you've done in there.
Yep, as we jump into the interior and start right with the transmissions, for the manual transmission, which a lot of the our customers like to have that real feel of the vehicle and shift it themselves. We are with using a Hurst shifter. We have the pistol grip shifter with a beautiful Mopar M right on top of the shifter. It's a short throw shifter, so the performance of shifting is real nice. And then for the automatic transmission, we've upgraded the shifter handle with a Mopar chrome T-handle shifter to make it look real nice. And then throughout the vehicle, earlier in our conversation, I mentioned the exterior. There's the three color choices. We take that color choice that the customer selects into the vehicle, and we've worked with our partners at Catskin Leather, and with Mopar Catskin Leather seats, we have a unique embroidered Mopar 10 Challenger right in the seats, and we use the color that is from the exterior of the vehicle. So if it's blue on the exterior, it's blue accents on the inside. And then we even take that to the steering wheel. We replaced it with a performance steering wheel, and it has a baseball stitching, again, of the color that the vehicle has. And then over on the passenger dash panel, there's the uniqueness of the serialized VIN plate showing that it is a special vehicle. And then also the pedals, the gas pedal and brake pedals and clutch pedals all have race-inspired pedals to both for look and for function.
Wonderful. And again, this is such a limited edition model, only 500 being made of the Mopar 10 Challengers, and very affordably priced, too. And this is my favorite part. I mean, the fact that you can get it for $38,000 with the automatic or $39,000 with the manual, including the 750 destination charge. I mean, lots of folks think of limited edition vehicles, and they think you got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for them, but here's a golden opportunity to pick up a real collector's item.
Yeah, it really is. We spent a lot of time on the price point, and as we look at all of our Mopar accessories and performance parts that we come out for Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, is how do we take the great vehicle and be able to add value to it? And so we looked at the price point and really wanted to sit it in between the RT, build it up, but then also offer the customer the opportunity if they want to jump into the SRT version at $43,000.
Sure. More with Jim straight ahead. This is Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
You know, these
These days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're talking all about Mopar with Jim Sacerosi, Mopar Dodge, Director of Sales and Marketing, about the exciting new vehicle, the first Chrysler product to wear the Mopar name, the Mopar 10 Challenger. They're only making 500 of them. And the big question, Jim, are there any left, or are there a few floating around?
There are a few floating around out at your Dodge dealerships. The Our Dodge dealers have all put their orders in within hours of us opening up the system, and we do have quite a few customer orders already in that are secured, but there still are some available. So if any of the listeners, and I'm sure there's a bunch of you that are interested, please get hold of your Dodge dealer, and they'll be able to work to set you up.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about Mopar as a brand. I mean, Chrysler is so lucky in that you've got both the Hemi name, which I consider a brand within a brand, but also Mopar is also a brand within a brand.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation to be in for an auto manufacturer, and for all of us at Mopar, it's just a very exciting opportunity that it's not just having a parts division that goes along with the with the vehicle brands. It's actually so powerful in that so many times the cars themselves, and especially as they age, they get called Mopars, and hey, how about that Mopar? And then one of the things that we just absolutely love is we travel the country and go to race events and go to car clubs and car shows, is the number of people that have Mopar tattoos on them. It tells you that we have something real special and something that we have to preserve that heritage and grow that heritage to make it even better.
Absolutely. Let's talk about something cool on the Jeep side of the fence. I haven't checked this one out yet, but I've heard through the rumor mill that you've got a new Jeep camper trailer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as you could probably tell, there's no stopping us at Mopar. We are uncovering every rock, or in this case, I guess we're crawling over all the rocks that we can in our Jeep Wranglers that go anywhere and do all the rock crawling. You know, we spend a lot of time, and our engineers are actually some of the most passionate people that there are out there in the enthusiast world, and they continue to work and talk to other customers on a regular basis, and we see, we watch how people use their Jeeps and their Wranglers, and they go get so deep into the woods or so deep into the mountains that then they have to set up camp. So just sitting around and always looking to see how we can push the envelope, that actually as a Mopar accessory, we have come out with an actual camper trailer that is really compact, sits right behind the Jeep Wrangler. It has a queen, when it folds out in 5 minutes, it's amazing how quick it folds out. It has a queen size bed in it. It has a sofa in it. It comfortably sleeps four adults. It's just amazing. It's all aluminum. It'll never rust out, or rot out. And, it really enables all of our Jeepers to be able to, set up camp quicker and enjoy the outdoors and also close up camp, real quick also.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Jim. And another thing, of course, these days apps are so popular, and I can't believe the number that are available out there for things like the iPhone and the iPad and cell phones. And, of course, it's now finding its way into automobiles. And I understand that you guys are working on some owner info apps. Tell us about that.
Yep. Everywhere we turn, we're looking to see how we can add value for our customers. And part of Mopar and the whole world of Mopar, so many of us know it as parts, but it's service, parts, and customer care. And the owner and information manuals that we all know are part of Mopar and produced by our Mopar Service, Parts, and Customer Care Group. And a year ago, we came out and was the first in the industry to offer a DVD owner information manual, and then a really user-friendly, concise user guide to be able to get right at your fingertips of the components that you need to operate your vehicle. And then we even leapfrogged that this year when the Grand Cherokee came out. We introduced the on a smartphone apps, the owner information guide right there on your right there on your smartphone. So we're looking at every opportunity that we can deliver to our customers the best ownership experience.
That is wonderful, Jim. Boy, I so much admire all the stuff that you guys are doing at Dodge, and I'm a big fan of Ralph Gill and all the great things that are coming down the pike. I know he shared some private stuff with me, but down the road for the public, at least for the automotive industry, is the SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and I'll be out there doing interviews for all my different radio programs. And Mopar always has a big presence there. Can you kind of give us a little of a hint of perhaps some of the goings-on in Las Vegas?
Wow, I'll probably get a hint, and I'll probably also get a few phone calls afterwards. But, but what the heck, we are geared up for SEMA. For Mopar, it's our biggest event of the year. We really get to show off to the industry all the performance parts and accessories that we have. We'll be in the same place where we've been for years, right in the center of the South Hall as you come down the escalators, and Mopar will be there loud and proud and showing everything that we have for Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. On our website today, on Mopar.com, you can go there, and we have a lot of customers that are following a project that we're doing with Rich Evans, really working on a modern muscle Challenger that we've partnered with Rich, and he's Moparizing this vehicle uniquely in his unique design ways, and he's one of the best in the entire industry, so we're really looking forward to Tuesday afternoon at 4:40. We're going to have a little reveal of our Rich Evans Modern Muscle Challenger.
Very interesting timing on that, 4:40 on Tuesday of SEMA week. So we'll definitely be covering that here on this program. And Jim, it's always a pleasure having you on with us here. Where's the best spot on the internet for folks to get the most information about the Mopar 10 Challenger, as well as all the parts and accessories, and check out that Jeep camper trailer? What would you suggest?
The best spot to hit in one-stop shopping is Mopar.com, but you could also get right to Mopar.com by hitting any one of our Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram brand websites. That'll get you right to Mopar, too. But Mopar.com's there waiting for everyone to log on.
Excellent. And after visiting recently some dealers in my neck of the woods, really got to, again, applaud all of the work that has been done at the local dealership level. Looks like you guys are really reinventing the look of all these dealerships with the Chrysler, with the Dodge, with the Jeep, and with the Ram brand. Looks like lots of local folks, lots of local dealers are spending lots of money.
Bob, thanks. Thank you for noticing that. It's a major part of our transition, and our dealers are behind us 100% and investing a lot of their money to better take care of the customers.
Excellent. One of these days, Jim, I'm going to get that SRT8 Challenger, hopefully soon.
Sounds great.
He's Jim Sacerosi, and we love having him with us. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Live.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to talk to a new world record holder. That's right. This was just, I just became aware of this today by logging on to motortrend.com. And I found out that our good friend Amir Rosenbaum from Spectra Performance did it. He went more than 400 miles an hour in a gasoline-powered machine out in Bonneville. And joining us right now to tell us all about the amazing accomplishment is the man himself, Amir. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob. Thank you.
Let's, number one, congratulate you. This has been something you've been working on for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been, when did we start? It's been a two-year project and then an 11-month thrash, I guess. That's how I'd put it.
Very well put. Let's begin at the beginning here. Last time we chatted, you had gone more than 300 miles an hour, but you had your mind set and your heart set on the magical 400-mile-per-hour barrier. What made that so important for you to break that mark?
It's a really cool number. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's all the 360s and 370s and 380s, they're nice. And then we ran at one point 396 or 398. And, you know, it's one of those things. My wife called home, and I think our oldest answered the phone. She said, Dad went 398. And he goes, oh, he must be disappointed. So it's just a cool number.
Absolutely. And you did it going 450 miles an hour on gasoline. And I understand all the other members of the 400-mile-an-hour club there in Bonneville have not done it on gas-powered engines. Tell our listeners more about that.
Yeah, the way to get really big power is with nitro. Nitro is just, it's like comparing a glass of moonshine to a glass of Chardonnay. The shine is going to have a lot more kick. And then the other alternative fuel that, that would produce a lot of power in our case, and what we're probably going to be running next year, is methanol. With methanol, you have to run a lot more methanol than gasoline, but you can, and you can run more timing, you can run more compression, you can run more boost, you can run more everything. So that would be the way. But we wanted to do it on gas because it was it's a wheel-driven car. It's a regular car. I mean, it's got a regular engine, and it's got a five-speed transmission. I shouldn't really say regular car. But it's a car, and you drive it. And we wanted to drive a car on gasoline at 400 plus, and we did it.
Interesting choice of power plants. I mean, lots of folks listening right now probably think you're using some hyper exotic Ferrari or Lamborghini or Porsche engine or something from McLaren, but you went to good old fashioned American iron.
We did, and not just any American iron. Cadillac, 1972 Cadillac. Big, you know, well, there, at that time, everything was a big block. This particular engine that did it was originally a 1972 472 cubic inch Cadillac engine that you could buy in any car, that you could buy in any wrecking yard today for probably 100 or 150 bucks. And I imagine in some cases, I'll probably give them away. Nobody wants them.
And did you have to make a whole lot of internal changes to that engine in order to make it race ready, make it run ready, I should say?
That's the interesting part. The engine was built by Courtney Hines at CAD Company in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's a stock block, it's stock heads, it's a stock crankshaft. The camshaft is just a standard flat tappet cam, so there's really not a lot of exotic stuff. Courtney did brace it a little bit for the boost because those engines didn't come boosted. They didn't have turbochargers on them back then, so he did brace it a little bit on the inside, but for the most part, it's a Cadillac engine.
Absolutely incredible. As you mentioned, the Cadillac power plant is turbocharged. Is it powered by two turbos and two intercoolers? What type of induction system have you got there?
Okay, it's two turbos, and they're big, and they're what you'd find on industrial equipment, things like diesel earth movers and things like that. Anyway, there's two turbochargers, one on each bank, and they feed into a single intercooler that goes right into the intake plenum. The intake plenum was designed by a guy named Tim Hogan, and it takes the air. The air that comes out of the turbos and is compressed, we've recorded temps as high as 270 degrees, and then we have an intercooler, and it's a water-to-air intercooler, and it there's a cooling tank. And it holds 160 pounds of ice.
Wow.
Which is, you know, those big, big coolers that people bring to ball games that hold many, many six packs.
Yeah.
Two of those full of ice. And we fill that up. And it chills the air down to 39 degrees. So when it enters the engine, it's entering the engine at 39 degrees, even though it's 100 and something outside and the air has been compressed to 270. So, that's one of the little secrets, but it's not really a secret.
Wow, but that's quite amazing technology because, as you point out, not only have you got the engine heat to deal with, but certainly being out there on the salt flats, I mean, that's going to be a real brutal environment.
It can be. In August, it's very hot. When we were running then in September, I don't think it ever got above 80 or 82, so it wasn't too bad. But with an intercooler like the one that we have, it doesn't really seem to matter. It chills the air down, and then the engine itself, there's another water tank for the engine. We don't have a radiator on the car. There's no openings in the body. Obviously, I don't even know what would happen to a radiator at 400 miles an hour. It would cave in. But we have another water tank, and we circulate that water. We don't really have an overheating problem with the engine at all. In fact, it runs pretty cool. We get temps in the 180s, 190s on the engine block. So not too bad.
No, not bad at all. And describe to our listeners a little bit about the class that you're competing in. It's a very unique class. When you look at the pictures of your vehicle, I mean, it looks like a rocket. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it's tubular by nature. It's a tube. It's what we call a round body. It started off life as a fuel tank on a Canadian Voodoo bomber, what they call the Voodoo bomber. And so the nose cone from it and I think one piece of sheet metal that we have on it now came from that. The rest was all hand-built, but that was the form that it followed. So it looks like a giant bullet is what it does. It doesn't have a pointy needle nose. some of the guys run pointy needle nose cars, and they have big fins in the back, and we don't have that. But all the cars fall under the class that's called Streamliner. And Streamliner is basically the fastest car in the world. This is the class of cars that go really fast. But there's no specific rules about how to build a Streamliner. Some guys build them really low and really wide, much wider than our car. A lot of them are what we call a square body. The sides are flat. They're slab sides and a flat top. And ours is not. It's rounded. It's a complete circle all the way around, and which makes it a lot more uncomfortable for the driver, but it's a small sacrifice if you're going to be punching a hole through the air. So I don't mind that at all.
As you mentioned to me a little bit earlier, just getting into the vehicle to drive it for yourself is not an easy task.
It's not. We spent quite a bit of time redoing the inside so that I could fit. I'm not a little guy. I wouldn't make it as a jockey or a Formula One driver. And so I'm about 6'2", 185 pounds. And to get me to fit in there, when you look at the position in there, and then you look at me, and everybody says the same thing the first time. They look in the car, and they look at me, and they go, "No way." And sometimes there's a word before way. But basically, they are in disagreement. And then I put on my suit, and it's a five-layer. It's a top fuel suit with the big gloves and everything and the helmet, and that adds, of course, a lot more. And then it's a bit of a wiggle and a struggle to get in. And once I'm in, there's about 9 seat belts holding me in, all told, including arm restraints and whatnot. And you're surrounded by metal tubing. And my shoulders, I can't flare my shoulders out like you would in a normal chair. They come in. The shoulders come forward and in, and they sort of – they don't point at each other, but – It makes it feel like, you know, there's first class, there's business, there's coach, and then there's Streamline.
Great line. More with Amir Rosenbaum, the man who drove 415 miles an hour on gasoline at the Salt Flats. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taken to new heights, and the craftsmanship, you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detailed execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, I see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're talking to a new world record holder, Amir Rosenbaum from Spectra Performance. He is the gentleman that drove 415 miles an hour in a Cadillac-driven Streamliner out on the Bonneville Salt Flats recently. And Amir, I've never been to Bonneville, as you know, and just seeing pictures of your vehicle out there, boy, it looks like it looks so close to what I would imagine the moon would be like. I mean, it's so vast and with that white landscape, but I was surprised to hear the last time you were with us that the salt is actually not that thick.
It isn't. There's some really thick salt lakes. I think one is in Australia, and this one, apparently hundreds of thousands of years ago, used to be very thick. It's now down to 5 inches, and in some spots it's less than half an inch. And when we ran in September, we wanted to get as much of a jump on the run as possible, so we backed up our car, as did everybody who was running out there, almost right up to Highway 80, which runs right by there. And at that point, you're almost in dirt. The salt is just gone away.
Wow. Tell us about that moment, that run, that you broke the 400-mile-per-hour barrier. I know you had to do it a multitude of times, but did you know right in your heart just from the speed that something good was happening?
Yep, you could feel it. It's amazing. People ask me, can you tell the difference between 380 and 390 or 390 and 400? Yeah, you can. Absolutely. You can tell when a car's going. I'd gone, 396, 398 right before that. And then we had a run and something broke. And so it's still pretty much fresh in your mind how fast it is. And even though it's really fast, that little bit, I don't have a speedometer in the car. The system that we use to monitor the engine, it has a speedometer, but it stops at 275 because the people that built it didn't think anybody would ever drive it any faster. So there's no speedo in the car. You can look at the tachometer and sort of extrapolate from that. But between wheel spin, which you get quite a bit of wheel spin out there on the loose stuff, and tire growth, that's also hard to calculate as well. But you can feel it. You can absolutely feel it. It is just zippy fast. And on this run, I knew it was 400, over 400. I just didn't know how much over 400, but you could just feel it. I knew it. I just knew it. It just felt like it was faster.
And what is it like as far as an experience as a human being going that fast? I mean, can you tell that it's that fast?
Absolutely. you can tell, and there's various parts of your body that also kind of suck in like that, and they can tell you as well. So you have many different data points that tell you you're going really fast. The best way I can describe it is you're driving on peripheral vision, which is you're seeing everything, but you're focused on one thing, and it's not anything in particular, it's anything that would come up, because if anything comes up, things are happening so fast, you have to react instinctively, and there's really no time to think. So I know it doesn't make sense how this sounds, but you have to have your mind ready to do stuff and think about things, even though there's really no time to think.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the steering a vehicle at that speed. I mean, is that a challenge in itself?
It's quite a bit. If you go to our blog and you start looking at some of the end cars, you see the steering wheel, and you'd think you wouldn't move it a lot, but in some cases I've got it rotated 90 degrees, where the left side of the steering wheel is straight up and down. I mean, that's just trying to keep it to go straight. And there's a lot of reasons why the car doesn't want to go straight. And that's unfortunate. That's part of the challenge. So there's a lot of steering and a lot of input involved. And in some cases, you really can't help it. If the car really, really, really wants to go off course, you pretty much have to let it go, because if you fight it, you're going to end up turning over, and it makes a big mess. But we were able to play with the steering. We have a lot of different adjustments. There's camber and caster and air pressures, and then weighting the wheels a little differently. And then you just have to hope and pray that everything works, that the surface conditions are good, that the side winds aren't too much. It doesn't take much of a side gust to blow you off course. And then even though the two rear tires are close together, they still fight for traction. So if the left one happens to grab a lot more traction than the right one, then, you know, the car is going to want to go right. And you have to correct that. And by the time you finish correcting, things are happening so fast that the right wheel grabs a little more traction. At that point, you're heading left. And the courses that they cut out are either 70 feet wide or 120 feet wide. And it sounds like it's a lot, but at that speed, it's not very much at all. It's threading a needle.
I can imagine. And what kind of gauge cluster? Are you looking at any instrumentation about the engine at all?
Up until about 300, 325, I really can't see anything because the vibrations are so bad. So even if I was able to look, it's so bouncy in the car, and so the vibrations are so intense from the surface not being very smooth that it's impossible to see anything. After that, I've got up above me, I've got little shift lights and a shift light indicator. And then below me, I've got a dash pack it's a digital pack, and it's got RPM in the center, and then fuel pressure off to the left, and a couple other gauges off to the right. And so that gives you an idea of about what's happening. And above 300 for about, I don't know how many seconds it is, maybe 30 seconds or so, there's time to look down. And again, with the in-car cameras, they had some cameras that were facing me, and I thought, why would you do this? Who's going to want to look at a helmet bouncing around for a minute? But you can actually see the eyes, and the eyes, well, it made sense. After I saw it, I thought, okay, yeah, people would get a kick out of this, because you see the eyes focusing straight ahead, and then they drop down for, you know, tenths of a second, and then come right back up again. And so, yeah, you do get to monitor the car, and you do get a feel for the car. A lot of the monitoring is done by just seat of the pants, just everything that you're feeling and hearing, and just analyzing and making sure it all sounds good and it all sounds normal. Because if there's one little thing that doesn't sound right, you've got a go, no-go decision at that point. Do you pull the chutes or do you keep going? And the one thing I learned out there, which they tell all the rookies that do this, when you feel something going wrong with the car, when you feel that there's a mechanical break, there's something not right, remember this, they don't cure themselves.
Good words and advice. Yeah, definitely. Tell our listeners a little bit about your company, Spectra Performance.
We make air filters and air intakes for all sorts of regular cars, including streamliners. And we wanted to test them. And it's interesting, there's really no great test venue where you can put something to the absolute extreme. You know, a dyno can only go so far. You put it up on the dyno and it runs for 10 seconds or 15 seconds. But it's not like this. This is, they call Bonneville the world's greatest dynamometer. And it really is. And we run our filters down low in the body. Most people run a scoop up on top. We run ours down low, and we have little side scoops at the bottom at the high pressure points. And the good news is you get good airflow. The bad news is you get a ton of salt that comes in with it. But we run our filters mounted right up to the turbos, and they perform really well. And for us, it's not only a lot of fun to go do this, but what a great R&D experiment that verifies our product. So,
yeah, the ultimate, absolutely, and what a great accomplishment to be able to put on your products that you've tested them and you've proven it with these incredible runs at the Bonneville. So what's next? You going to be running a different type of fuel?
Well, that's our thinking now. We're pretty much done for the year. You know, we want to go back in August, and there's there's still some pretty good records to chase, but none of them are on gasoline. Most will run with multiple engines and with all-wheel drive and running nitro or methanol. So we're going to look at our package and say, you know, what happens if we run methanol? What happens if we switch from gasoline to methanol? How much more boost can we add? How much more compression? How much more timing? How much more power will we make? And what kind of speed will that translate to? And, you know, the next goal would be, how fast can we make this thing? Can we make this the fastest car ever? And we have the winter to think about it.
Very good. And I know you're going to be out at SEMA. We're looking forward to doing an interview with you out there. Tell us a little bit about your display. I understand it's going to be quite large.
Yeah, it's a neat display. We're bringing the Streamliner, which, of course, that's a long car and so it necessitates a long booth, but we're breaking it into two pieces. We're putting the entire body together by itself so it represents the car, and it'll be on the ground. And then the entire chassis with all the working parts in it, and it is stuffed. You know, people look at this long car and they imagine an engine, and they go, well, if the engine goes there, what's the rest? Is it all empty? And until you see it in its naked skeletal form, you don't realize how much stuff is packed into this car and how tightly it's packed in. And that gives people a big thrill to come by and look at it and see all the nooks and crannies, and it's all filled in. You can't see, you know, when you bend down and you look through the car, you don't see daylight out the other side. It's packed full of everything.
Wow.
It's a cool display.
That is going to be absolutely an amazing display. And now that you've broken that 400-mile-per-hour barrier, you've got some special T-shirts printed up or any special things that you've rewarded yourself with?
When we got home, I slept until like 10:30 in the morning. I haven't done that since I was a teenager. it just sucked everything out of me. So other than sleeping in, we're going to do some T-shirts for sure. We'll make sure to send you one.
All right. Sounds great, Amir. I will see you at SEMA. In the meantime, thanks for being here today.
All righty. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Check out my website, boblogradio.com, when you get a chance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.